The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has put 21 of its priests on administrative leave. They've been suspended because of allegations of sexual abuse or improper behavior with minors. This comes at the end of a two-year investigation by a Philadelphia grand jury. David O'Reilly joins us now. He's a religion reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. David O'Reilly, can you tell me, 21 seems like a large amount. What's the proportion or the ratio, I guess, of the priests serving in this diocese?
The Archdiocese of Philadelphia tells me that it's got 400 priests in active ministry. So this is a significant number, and many of those are elderly. So it's a hit, you might say.
And then this comes after a two-year investigation by a Philadelphia grand jury. Do we have any idea what kind of evidence they were presented with?
Oh, yes. Well, we didn't see some of the evidence because grand jury investigations are conducted in secret. But they saw priest personnel files, and they had testimony from employees of the archdiocese and who raised eyebrows when they said, well, yes, we have a number of priests. The number they gave was around 37, who have been accused of some sort of improper behavior, and yet the archdiocese saw fit to keep them in ministry.
And in this particular case, the grand jury is coming right up against church authority. I mean, the grand jury recommended criminal charges against at least a few of the priests, right?
Yes. There's two aspects of this grand jury investigation. One looked into particular crimes, assaults allegedly on two altar boys in the 1990s. Those cases were, what they say, fresh enough, recent enough to be prosecutable under statute of limitations. And once they had that in hand, they went after a member of the hierarchy, and he has been charged with felony crimes for endangering the welfare of children by assigning these priests to the parishes where they did the assaults. And that's a first also. It's really quite remarkable what's going on in Philadelphia these days.
Well, David O'Reilly of the Philadelphia Inquirer, I mean, we've heard as high as the Pope address more than once the issue of how the church handles the accusations of sexual abuse by its priests. Do you think there's going to be a change in policy here? Will we see the church handling these particular allegations differently than they had in the past?
Well, through much of this decade, has been a long learning curve for the church in the United States, and then we're seeing it starting to happen in Europe. It's an institution that moves slowly, and I think they're getting smarter. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia was already doing a much better job of reporting crimes to civil authorities, for example, you know, over the past 5 years, and removing priests from ministry if they had credible allegations against them. So we had reason to think that they were doing a very, you might say, clean job of of adhering to a zero-tolerance policy. But the grand jury, you have to keep in mind the extraordinary thing about grand juries, they have subpoena power, and they can force institutions like the Catholic Church to reveal personnel files and other things that we journalists can't see. And that's what sort of broke things open for a second time here in Philadelphia.
We'll have to see what happens. Again, to refresh this headline, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has put 21 priests on administrative leave because of allegations of sexual abuse. Thank you so much. David O'Reilly is the religion reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.